Joshimath, an Indian town in the Himalayas, has been in the news because it is slowly sinking into the ground because of uncontrolled building and water pumping. Experts fear several cities in the country could meet the same fate. But a neighborhood in the capital city of Delhi stopped using groundwater and stopped the land from sinking. Sudha Sinha, 54, and her family shifted to Dwarka in 1998 because they wanted greener surroundings and to be closer to Indian capital's airport. But they soon found out that the neighborhood didn't have piped water. Instead, they had to use groundwater pumped up by a borewell for use as drinking water, for bathing and other everyday purposes. Over the years, as more people moved to Dwarka, residents and builders dug hundreds of borewells, some as deep as 60 m, 196 feet, to meet the growing demand for water. The stress of living in a Himalayan town in India that is sinking. Apartments, markets, and schools grew like weeds, and everyone used groundwater, says Ms. Sinha. The land sinks when groundwater is pumped out, which is called land subsidence. Several studies showed that the same was happening in Dwarka. A government report said that Dwarka's land was sinking because groundwater was being used up. A University of Cambridge report corroborated that the neighborhood had subsided by around 3.5 centimeters, 1.4 inches, in 2014 alone. Residents and the government took strong steps to stop taking water from the ground and using it. The government started giving the people piped water so that borewells could be shut down. Buildings that were still using borewells were given heavy fines, and people started collecting rainwater to raise the water table in the area. Shagun Garg, a researcher who used satellites to look at groundwater levels in Delhi, said that while some parts of the city and its suburbs were sinking, Dwarka, quite remarkably, showed upliftment, which is when parts of the earth's surface rise. When Dwarka's overused borewells started to dry up, the government of Delhi sent water to the area in tankers. The city that sinks the fastest in the world. But there wasn't enough water and it was expensive. In 2004, Ms. Sinha and other locals took to the streets to protest and ask for piped water. They signed petitions, went on marches, and threatened to skip local elections if their demand wasn't met. Since the middle of the 2000s, the government had been working on a plan to bring piped water to Dwarka. By 2011, every apartment